Cheryl Blackman wears many hats and outfits. She's a hostess at Grotto Pizza. She's an actress and a performer, but most Rehoboth Beach locals know her as a committed volunteer. Since 2002, Blackman has volunteered for Kinfolk, an organization that provides computers to hospitalized children, allowing them to stay connected with their friends and schoolwork. Cheryl Blackman.
I really like it. I love helping kids in need.
For almost a decade, Blackman has walked up and down the boardwalk and even through traffic, selling more than 30,000 raffle tickets for the organization.
Everywhere I go, I have them in my hand 7 days a week, all summer long.
Blackman said she wasn't nervous the first time she approached people with the raffle tickets. She's quite a confident person.
I love everybody, and they all love me. I get attention day and night. Everywhere I go, everybody know me. And I get so much attention because I'm short.
Blackman is 4 feet, 6 inches tall. She acknowledges her stature often, almost as a means to get it out of the way, so people can get to know other details about her. This year, Blackman was a recipient of Delaware Governor Jack Markell's 2011 Volunteer of the Year Award. She said that the award was validation for her volunteer efforts.
I was very shocked when I received that. I was surprised. I felt really great about it.
Besides volunteering, Blackman loves to act. Her starring role came in 1984 when she played Miss Piggy's stunt double in The Muppets Take Manhattan. She said in her 48 years, filming that movie was one of her favorite moments. Blackman said that her most difficult moment came in the summer of 2010 when she began to experience extreme pain. She said she didn't seek medical attention until the following winter because she didn't want to miss work and she didn't want to upset her mother.
And then when I was done for the season, that's when I called my mom. When I was hurt, I told her about it. Yeah, it was hard. She's a great mom. I love her.
In December of 2010, doctors found a lump in her breast that measured 4 centimeters. 19 out of 20 of her lymph nodes were malignant. When she learned she needed a mastectomy, she said she had to first choose between her health and her favorite activity. Blackman's mother, Shirley Bennett.
Shuffleboard mastectomy. Well, the shuffleboard tournament won, and the mastectomy was the next day.
Bennett says after the surgery, Blackman quickly returned to her usual form.
Oh, we were all upset and worried about her, and then when she came out of the operating room, she's sitting on the gurney and waving to everyone, smiling. I thought, oh my gosh, how can this be? But she came through with flying colors.
Bennett offers her insight on her daughter's unwavering optimism and self-acceptance.
Nothing gets her down. She wakes up whistling. She's always happy. She's just a happy person, thank goodness. We join Little People of America for her, but not everyone is as happy being small as she is. Doesn't seem to bother her one little bit.
And Blackman remains positive even through her cancer treatments, which includes radiation 5 times a week and chemotherapy. Blackman said she tries to encourage those around her. When asked what she would say to other women diagnosed with breast cancer, she said simply,
just be happy. Everything will go well. Yeah, I don't know. I tried to make everybody happy that I can make happy.
Finding happiness is one of Blackman's main messages and one of her missions in life. When I asked Blackman what her goals were for the future, she told me she can't think that far in advance. She said she feels great right now, working part-time, undergoing treatment, and spending time with her family, who have a celebrity in their midst.
They all treat me well, except I'm the only short one in the family and the only famous one in the family.
This is Jamila Krempel for Delmarva Public Radio News.